try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
ocean in a hurricane. Fly my kite in the pouring rain. Good times are hard to find. But good times are hard to find. And I'm rock bottom and I have to sing. Cause my guitar's everything.
Thunderbase Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Good evening, everybody. It is Friday, May the 15th, and you're listening to Glam Rocks here on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchuk here with you, of course, as always, part of Hair Raising Fridays, every Friday night here on LU Radio, following Ryan Trush and Lipstick and Leather. Great to have you along on this Friday night. That was Enough's Enough starting us off tonight with a great song off of their 2003 release, Welcome to Blue Island. That was Good Times Are Hard to Find, and it's a nice way to kick off the show this week. Enough's Enough actually have a new album coming out this year, which is very, very cool. Donny V is even supposed to appear on it. No, not as the full-time lead singer. Chips Enough will still handle lead vocal duties on this new record, but it's set to come out in July. They did have a single just released from the album this spring. Called Brainwashed Generation. It's coming out on Frontiers Records in about a couple of months' time, so definitely going to keep my eyes peeled for that one, because the classic Enough's Enough sound was always Donnie and Chip together, but Donnie will appear apparently on this record in a kind of a guest capacity. A couple of other big names will be on this one as well, so sounds good. Frontiers Records puts out good quality stuff, so that will be something to definitely keep an eye out for. As the summer rolls along. All right, we got a great show for you lined up here tonight. We are going to play some music from Mother Love Bone. Of course, that is the band that eventually would become Pearl Jam, but Mother Love Bone was a group that started out in the 80s in the Seattle area, made it to the very early 90s before the death of frontman Andy Wood, a much glammier outfit than obviously Pearl Jam was. But Mother Love Bone had a very cool sound, kind of an embryonic version of Pearl Jam, but with a lot more glam rock influence to it. So we'll play something from them. We'll also go back and play some music from Def Leppard as well. We're going to go back actually to a song that was demoed by the band, but never properly released actually. So we're going to really dig into the archives a little bit from the guys in Def Leppard and play a neat little part of their past. We'll also have some classic music from Mott the Hoople as well. So all of that and much more coming up tonight. Questions, comments, song requests, you can always shoot me an email, glamrocks@luradio.ca. That's glamroxx @luradio.ca. All right, we'll get into the bulk of the show here with some music from Cinderella off of 1990's Heartbreak Station. Here is Cinderella with The More Things Change here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM. We'll be right back. Off of their 1990 release, Apple, here is Mother Love Bone with Heartshine here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM. You're listening to us on the web as well, luradio.ca. Thunderbase Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Apple.ca. Some music there from Mother Love Bone. That was Heartshine off of 1990's Apple. And as you can hear, Andy Wood there, the lead singer of Mother Love Bone, miles different, I think, in presentation and sound than what Eddie Vedder, of course, would do with Pearl Jam. Andy Wood was just much more of a disciple of artists like Mark Bolan, Paul Stanley, Freddie Mercury, et cetera, much more of a glam influence there, both in presentation, image, and sound as well. Makes those early Mother Love Bone recordings very, very cool to listen to. Obviously, the band, super talented, regardless of what guise they were in, but hearing more of a glam rock influence there, I don't know, just kind of does it for me. And before that, we heard The Throbs with Ecstasy off of 91's The Language of Thieves and Vagabonds, Killer Dwarf in there with Human Survival off of an album I think is actually a minor classic of the mid-80s, The Killer Dwarfs Stand Tall, their last independent album before they would get picked up by a major label and have a nice little run for themselves in the late 1980s. And of course we heard Cinderella in there as well off of Heartbreak Station with The More Things Change. You're listening to Glam Rocks on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchak here with you. Great to have you along for the ride as always. Of course, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week here on CILU. Have some music coming up for you from the Donnas, and that's coming up right after this.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Thunder Bay Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Some music there from White Heat, that was Listen Closely. Robin Black also in that set with We Saw Right Through Ya and The Donnas, kicking off side two of the show tonight with When the Show Is Over. Well, the show not over yet. You are listening to Glam Rocks on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchuk here with you, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week here on LU Radio. All right, so we'll have some music from Def Leppard for you up next, and we're going to go back into the band's very deep vaults here and pull out a track that they recorded in 1979 that actually came out a year before their first studio record hit store shelves, On Through the Night, coming out in 1980, which ultimately launched their career. Now, Def Leppard actually have a box set out right now. It came out a couple of months ago, which really excavates their back catalog, especially those early days, which, you know, a lot of fans have really, really found interesting, where they were much more of a straight-ahead heavy metal band. The box set is called The Early Years, 79 to 81, and basically what it does is it remasters and re-releases both On Through the Night and High and Dry, their first two records, plus includes three discs of B-sides, rare live recordings, demos, etc., etc., etc. So it's really kind of an exhumation of their really, really early work. Now, which is interesting because years and years ago, I'm not saying that artists can't, you know, change their mind on stuff like this, but I know years and years ago, Joe Elliott especially was very against doing stuff like this, saying, you know, would rather put effort into making new music, and also kind of speaking ill of some of those early recordings as just not really being up to scratch, up to snuff. Interestingly, this next song that we're going to play, it's called Glad I'm Alive. It actually did see a release in the mid-1980s, although completely unauthorized. There was a bootleg that, ultimately it was a bootleg, definitely an unauthorized recording that surfaced in the mid-1980s when Def Leppard was at the top of their game called First Strike, and it included two tracks from those very, very early days, Heat Street and Glad I'm Alive. Obviously, fans of the time would have been, you know, rushing out to find this thing. It was ultimately, I think, put out by a former manager of the band who Def Leppard had nothing to do with at the time. There was some legal back and forth going on with that, and then ultimately First Strike disappeared. So it's interesting that, you know, at one time Def Leppard fought to bar the release of this song, but nowadays seem quite happy to put it out there And, you know, it, with kind of archival sets and going through one's back catalog, going, kind of being all the rage nowadays with artists, especially classic rock artists, it's, I think, a good time to do it. And it'll be a heck of a lot of fun to go through some of this stuff, too. So anyway, we're going to go back to 1979, before Def Leppard were superstars, heck, before they even put an album out. And here are the guys from Sheffield, Def Leppard with Glad I'm Alive, here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM.
We went.
Thunder Base Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM on the web, luradio.ca. The Manic Street Preachers there with Little Baby Nothing, and before that, Sticky Fingers with Funny Funny, classic cover of a classic Sweet song, the Sweet original dating all the way back to their very, very, very early recordings. And Sticky Fingers, they're a Finnish glam punk band, kind of in the vein of Hanoi Rocks, doing a very good cover of that, actually, as well. And then we heard Def Leppard in there from 1979 with Glad I'm Alive. Well, that's going to do it for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. I'll be back with you next week with an all-new edition of Glam Rocks, still recording from the Glam Rocks home studio here, so to speak. But who knows? Maybe we'll be able to get back to live broadcasts from the LU Radio studio house soon. That would be great. But in the meantime here, we've got a nice setup that works. So we'll keep bringing you new material, new editions of Glam Rocks every week, regardless. All right, we're going to take you out tonight with a classic from Mott the Hoople. This is Roll Away the Stone. Have a great week, everybody. I'll talk to you in 7 days.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Phil is a terrific guy. He's working very hard, but we get along. He's working very, very hard.